We're in Hilchas Kriya Shma, Siman Samach Aleph. We are up to Sif Zayin, and we'll be going through Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Zayin. Yad Yesh B'Dalet Shalotei Koresh. You should be clear in the way you pronounce your Dalet, that it shouldn't sound like a Resh, the Dalet of Echad. And similarly, Sif Ches, Lo Yachtov B'Ches. Don't be too quick with your Ches, V'Lo Yarech B'Aleph, and don't be too long with your Aleph. The word should sound like Echad. Siftes, Osir Lomer Shema Beis Pa'amim. The halacha is it is Osir to say Shema twice. Why is that? Because it sounds Chalila as if somebody is saying Shema to two different deities, to Hashem's Ke'ilu. So what shot in that? The Mechaber Paskins, Bein Shekofal Atevis, whether it is that he's saying the words twice, Sha'omer Shema, Shema, each word at a time twice, Bein Shekofel Pasuk Rishon, or he's saying the entire Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he said that twice. Either one of them, the halachi is, it is usher to do. So what happens if a person said Shema Yisrael, he said the whole Pasuk and realized he didn't have Kavana? The halachi is that he has to say it over again, but he's not allowed to say it over again. So what does he do? He says it quietly. If he's B'tzibur, if he's B'yachid, then he says it out loud. If he's b'yachid, then there's no one around who's going to think that it's shtei rishuyis. For himself, there's no problem of shtei rishuyis because he knows why he's saying it again. He's saying it again because he wasn't yotza the first time. The Mishnah Brewer brings down that, first of all, if a person did have kavana, certainly he should not say it over again, even quietly. The halacha is still just say it once. Second of all, there's a taz that if you stop in between, if there's a hefsik between the two times, then there's no iser whatsoever. Now, what happens b'di'evit? Someone went ahead and said Shema twice. He did something wrong, but that does not pasal his Shema. He was yotze kriya Shema. What happens if he said the word Shema twice, not the whole pasuk? The Mishnah Brewer there in the Bir Halachi is mistopic, because Rashi Sheet in the Gemara is that if a person says the word Shema twice, he doesn't say the whole pasuk, he just says the word Shema twice, that it's not as bad as saying the whole pasuk, because we say that he's not serious. When you say a whole pasuk of Shema Yisrael twice, it sounds as if he's really talking Chalila to two deities. Whereas if a person does not say the pasuk twice, he's just saying the words twice, it sounds like he's just not serious. It sounds like he's being mislotzeitz. So the Mishnah Brura has a suffix. He has a tzad to say that as a mislotzeitz, maybe that will actually render his Kriya Shema pasul and that he is not yotza. Now, after the first pasuk, what's with other psukim? So the mashmos of the mechaber is that it's only a problem in the first pasuk, but in other psukim, it's not problematic. Mishnah Brewer brings down dais that say that even in other psukim, you should not double them. He is makel in Kriya Shema Hamita, which we're soon going to see here in Sif Yud. So now we go to the mechaber Sif Yud. Kishakora Kriya Shema Mitoso. A person says Kriya Shema Hamita. So the Ikar Halacha of Kriya Shema Lamita is to say the first parasha of Shema because of Shmira. And if you cannot fall asleep, it says to repeat the parasha of Shema. So the first day it says in the Mechaber, Mutter Likros Kol HaParasha V'Lasso V'Likrosa. It is Mutter to say the entire parasha over again. There's no Isser. V'yesh Misha Omer Shagam Bazeh Yesh Dizor Malomer Pasuk Rishon Hagah Beis Pamin. That there are those who say that even though he said the whole Shema Yisrael with V'ahavta the first parak, now he wants to say it again because he isn't falling asleep. He should omit Shema Yisrael and begin with V'ahavta, because he's still saying Shema twice. Here is where the Mishnah Brura was makel that even those who hold that other psukim cannot be said twice, if the reason he's saying those other psukim is because it's Kriya Shema Lamita and he wants to fall asleep, there it would be mutter. But with regard to the first pasuk itself, there we have a day here in the Mechaber that a person should be machmer and not say Shema Yisrael the second time he is saying the parsha. Further, Sif Yud Aleph. Homrim Bashmoris Paslichis Ubiyom Kippur Betfilis Nila Beis Pamim Pasuk Shema Yisrael Yesh Lalamdam Shalo Yomru. Those who have a minag that at Ni'ilo or at Slichis before daybreak, that they say Shema Yisrael twice, the minag is to say Hashem Hu Elokim, the minag is to say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod, but Baruch Shem Kavod is said more than once. Hashem or Elohim is said more than once. Shema Yisrael should be said only once, and for those who say it twice, you must teach them that they are mistaken. The Mishneh Berurah brings the Shita of the Bach, that for those who have a minig, don't stop them. He, however, favors the Magen Avraham Levush and the Gra, who hold that you should stop them, because there's no justification for saying Shema twice, even in Slichas. Whereas, if you'd base Hashem Hu Elokim, Shomer Moshe B'Yom Kippur, B'Tfilas Nila Zayim Pamim, those who say Hashem Hu Elokim, and that is our minig, to say Hashem Elokim 7 times on Yom Kippur in Neila, minig kosher hu, that is a good thing to do. Why? So first of all, as far as the Isser of saying Hashem Elokim twice, there is none. We find in the Psukim at Har HaKarmel with Eliyahu HaNavi, where the people said Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So you see that there's nothing wrong with saying it twice. Why 7? To say that we are being Mamlech Hashem, or being Meshabeach Hashem, who lives above the 7 Rikiyim, the 7 heavens. Says the Ramon now, Hagah, Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Lizor Shlolanos Al Shum Bracha Beis Pamim Amen. There are those who say that you shouldn't say Amen more than once, because when you say Amen twice, there too, Chas V'Shalom, it could sound like you're talking to two different deities. Amen vi Amen is mutter. And if you hear two brachas at the same time, two different brachas, really you could answer Amen twice. However, the Mishneh Berurah prefers you saying Amen va Amen in such a case. And that way there would not be a problem. Sif Yud Gimel, Acher Pasuk Rishon, Tzorech Lomer Baruch Shem Kavod Ma'asol Olam Va'ed Bachashoy. After the first pasuk, one says Baruch Shem Kavod quietly. Why quietly? Because on the one hand, we do find in Chazal that when Yaakov's children said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he answered Baruch Shem Kavod. On the other hand, the pasuk does not say it. The pasuk says Shema Yisrael and immediately runs into Vav Tois Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, we say it, but we say it quietly. And the Mishneh Berurah discusses the fact that that Baruch Shem Kavod is said more than once. Baruch Shem Kavod is said more than once in Sliches and at Ne'ilah, and that is not a problem because one said Shema Yisrael only once. So it's obvious that the Baruch Shem is referring to that one Hashem that you said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad about. Now the Shaila comes up, what happens if someone said Baruch Shem Kavod and didn't have Kavana? Can he say it over again or not? So the Magen Avraham, first of all, the Magen Avraham says that there's no need to say it over again. If you didn't have Kavana for it, you're Yotze. The Levush says to say it over again. And the Mishneh Berurah comes out saying that you can say it later. You don't have to say it during Shema. You can say Baruch Shem Kavod at a different point if you didn't have Kavana when you first said it.